hollered, "Wahoo, wahoo, wahoo! Wahoo, wahoo, wahoo!"
This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Mike and Ely with the Beezlebums. Let's get it started with one of my favorite songs, "The Bed I Made" by Alan Stone.
Stars, it didn't get me very far. Oh, oh, my problems still follow me. Oh, and I flew to the moon, but it wasn't far enough far away from you. Yeah, oh, our problems still follow me. Every night I close bed I made. Ooh, 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 yeah. 1 billion times inside of my mind.
This is the Beezlebums with Mike and Ely. We got Goose and Kazoo on the show today. Say hi, say hi.
What's going on?
Hello.
So what brings you guys to the studio today?
Jack dragged us here against our will.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I'm Jack. No, it's okay.
Oh, Russ. You caught me.
That's all good. Lucy and Kasumi are some of my good friends. We spend a lot of time studying day. Do you guys just want to give yourselves a little bio real quick?
Oh, boy. The highlights. Okay. Some things about me. 3 of my teeth are fake. I once got a concussion from dropping a canoe on my head. And my alarm in the morning has been Bank Account by 21 Savage since I was in 7th grade.
Love that song. Great way to get up in the morning. You want to give us a little acapella of what your morning sounds like?
Not explicitly. Okay.
If you can.
No, I don't think I can non-explicitly.
Besides
the counting, he does 1, 2, 3, 4, and that's about all I can say right now.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Great way to start the day. Kasumi, what about you? How do you start your day off?
I start my day off at
6:25 in the morning. I have my beautiful little alarm. I wake up and I make my bed and I take my vitamins and I get ready and I go to the gym.
Kasumi is like the glowing picture of self-care.
I know.
I, on the other hand, am the pure opposite. Let me tell you, 2 days ago, I pulled an accidental all-nighter reading romance novels on my Kindle app.
Oh, God.
Kindle app.
Yeah. I don't own a Kindle. I just have the app. I'm working on getting a Kindle. I'll let you guys know how it goes. Anyways, it's like 6 in the morning, and I'm like, oh, I should probably just get on with my day then. And Kasumi texts me because she's just waking up, and I've been up the whole night.
Anyways. We went to the gym together.
We did.
But she hadn't gone to sleep that night. I had 8 hours.
It didn't go well. And then I slept 18 hours last night.
I actually saw you fall asleep in the SEC.
Yep, around 6 p.m. listening to my calculus videos.
Shout out Genevieve Walsh.
Shout out Genevieve Walsh.
I'm in the middle of some of her videos right now. All right, mm-hmm. What do we got up next, Evan?
What do we got up next? We got 7 Days in Sunny June by Jamiroquai.
All right, here we go. Whoa! It's okay. Anyways, that was 7 days in sunny June by Jamiroquai.
Oh no.
Goose. Whoa.
I know. Party foul. My bad.
That's okay. That's okay.
I'm a rookie. I'm working on it.
It's okay. You're new to the show. Yeah. It's not gonna happen again.
No. One and done.
So you said you dropped a canoe on your head. So you're an avid canoeer, right?
Of course. In my sleep, I canoe in my sleep.
I do too. I actually, my brother was one time. He slept under a canoe. His friends dared him all night.
What?
Horrible. That's like he had the tent. He had the sleeping bag. He had the sleeping mat in the tent. But he was like, I'm just going to see if I can do it. Of course, it was like a rainy, buggy night, and he just got assaulted by mosquitoes.
Of course. No, you got to have full rain gear. Everybody laughs when I tell them how many pairs of rain pants I own.
How many?
7.
Okay, but I have 2.
Of course. But I've ripped so many at this point that like I have to keep like 3 on deck at all times.
They're
like
essential.
On my 4-bag. They're not essential.
Gonna lie. Didn't know rain pants existed.
Nobody does. Nobody does. You want to know why they're essential?
Yep.
Mosquitoes can't bite through them. It's water protect, so the water can't get through, and neither can mosquitoes.
Yep.
That's why you need them.
And they're great, first of all.
Of course.
Super easy to repair. Once you learn how to repair a sleeping pad, you can repair about anything, like sleeping pad, sleeping bag, rain jacket, rain pants. What's your go-to canoeing shoe?
My go-to what?
Canoeing shoe. Like, what are you paddling in? Tevas, Chacos, shoes,
always hiking
barefoot?
Boots. Always hiking boots. Well, at the camp that I went to as a kid, we had to wear hiking boots always, like all day. And so I just got really used to the feeling of wearing wet hiking boots. And
that
now it's just what
terrible,
I do.
Actually.
But when I went on the canoe trip for Tufts in like August, I wore Crocs the whole trip and didn't wear anything else.
I actually let out a canoe trip this summer. And I think my co-counselor, Old Boy, is actually listening right now. My name was Tannic over the summer at my camp. We all do nicknames. So Tannic and Old Boy let out a canoe trip. And hypothetically speaking, we were supposed to have the campers wear close-toed shoes the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And hypothetically, we did. But hypothetically, they're not the most comfortable. You know
of
what
course.
I mean?
Hypothetically.
Understandable.
Strictly hypothetically speaking. The next song is called If You Were the Rain by Stephen Day. He is one of my favorite artists of all time.
Whoop, whoop.
And this is Stephen Day.
If you were the rain, I would pray, Lord, it's too dry every night. Yes, if you were the rain, and I was outside, no, I wouldn't run, I wouldn't hide. I'd just look up to the sky and I'd say, that's okay. Cause today, well, I wanna play in the rain. That's alright, I don't mind a little time with no sunshine. Someday you'll fall like rain into my arms and finally leave the sky you thought was home. Forecast calls for rain, says you're coming soon. Well, you know exactly what I'm gonna do. I just look up to the sky. Thank you. that's okay. 'Cause today, well, I wanna play in the rain. And that's alright, I don't mind a little time with no sunshine.
That was If You Were the Rain by Stephen Day, and we have a caller, Michael. Michael, come say hi. Mike, you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Where are you calling from, Mike?
I'm calling from Tilton Hall. I'm currently in the ground floor bathroom.
Let's go. What are you doing in the bathroom?
I'm taking a shit.
Whoa, okay, Mike. No party swearing. Foul. We're going to have to let you go. All right, we'll see you around.
I'm sorry.
Okay. This is a rough show for us. I did warn him that no swearing, but we're going to have to, let that one go. That's a little awkward.
No, oh, poor guy.
So, who party fouls in one show? We've been pretty good this whole time.
Yeah,
like, no explicit songs.
You gave him a warning, too?
I gave him the whole warning.
Oh,
I was like, no swears. Don't talk about anything you're not allowed to do late at night.
Yeah. PG.
Oh, PG.
We're a family program here.
I mean, this is a PG show.
It is.
It's a family show. I mean, we're sponsored by... Sponsored by Tufts University.
Of course.
Yeah, it is.
A family program.
All right, next up, we got Heroes and Villains by the Beach Boys. This is from the Fantastic Mr. Fox movie.
Awesome.
This one's coming from Lucy. And, yeah, here it is.
I've been in this town so long and back in the city. I've been taken for lost and gone and unknown for a long, long time. I'm fit with the stuff to ride in.
down, sunny down, snuff, I'm alright. By the heroes and
that was Heroes and Villains by the Beach Boys. And now we got a little bit of a theatrical performance of a PSA. Take it away by our guests.
This is Next Trip to the River. Sound effects: birds chirping, children laughing, sprinkler color jingling.
Welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you, not being around for all of that rain.
It sure looks like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I've got to get going. Let's catch up soon.
Sounds good.
Roof, roof, roof.
Hey, wait. You've got to make sure you pick that up.
Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood. And it's decompostable, isn't it?
True, but all of that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will go down the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, rivers, and lakes.
Make sure you pick up dog waste to keep bacteria out of our water. We want to keep it swimmable and boatable. Wouldn't want Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river. Woof!
Brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association.
Thank you for that amazing
excellent
PSA. Have you guys thought about auditioning for Broadway, maybe Hollywood, Bollywood?
All of the above.
All of them?
We're waiting to hear back.
Yeah? Who's your agent?
Her name's Anna O'Sullivan. We trust her with our lives.
Yeah, I do too. She's great. I actually worked
with
her.
She's the best. Where?
In Chicago. She's not as prevalent in Chicago, but she makes her way around.
Oh, does she also work with like Jay-Z?
Yeah. I've heard her. She works with the whole Jay-Z.
And The Rock, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Green Day, The Beatles, Beethoven.
She's made some of the... I've heard that she actually worked with Einstein to get him out there.
Oh,
he wasn't the most social, and Anna just helped him get his image better, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, she works with like celebrities in the art world, and then little do people know that she's actually a physicist. Like,
of course.
Herself, so she likes connecting with other physicists.
She's so selfless. I know. I love that so much about her.
Of course.
She's actually Sir Newton's great-great granddaughter, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think I've
I
heard
believe
that.
It.
Yeah, for sure.
Learn something new every day.
I know, it's wild. Anna O'Sullivan, if you're listening right now, give us a call. Next up, we got The Death of Us by Theo Katzman. He's one of my favorite artists. He's the lead singer and drummer in my favorite band ever, Wolfpack, but this is some of his solo stuff. I think some of it's better than Wolfpack stuff, but you'll just have to judge for yourself.
The death of me.
was The Death of Us by Theo Kat. That was The Death of Us by Theo Kat. It's been one of my favorites. I was just telling them during the song, live, he does this crazy thing where he, like, solos on the guitar but sings and, like, harmonizes. Here, listen. You'll hear him, like, harmonize. It's crazy. It's actually, like, the craziest thing of all time.
I can't believe that. That's, like, peak multitasking. Your brain's working 100 miles a minute.
Yeah.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
Wow. What a cool guy.
Oh, wow.
I want that guy to plan my funeral. You make a great ceremony.
Just kind of wild stuff. Anyways, yeah. Tinder.
Oh, Tinder.
Topic of conversation.
We all love Tinder.
This is probably my favorite topic of conversation.
For people who don't know, Tinder's a dating app out there where you just swipe right. It's just real life, hot or not.
Actually, I swipe left pretty often. I'm not.
Yeah, Kasumi is so picky in the worst way possible. We'll be looking through our matches and like the guys she's like messaging, who she never messages back. Kasumi is the worst Tinder user. Not on purpose. She's just not into it enough.
I just open the app like once every 2 weeks.
That's fair. That's fair.
Kasumi, the last 2 weeks, get happy.
Yeah.
And then go away.
Yeah.
But all of her matches have like blurry group pictures. Like you have no idea what they look like. Pictures of like random objects. Like I have no idea who these guys are.
Lucy's actually known as, like, the goddess of creating Tinder profiles.
Oh, yeah.
That's the rumor on your street. What's the, what was Claire's bio?
Okay, this is the word. Claire's bio, she had me make her Tinder for her, just to make her sound more interesting, sexy, all of the above. I'm forgetting what it was, but the second time around... The second time around, it was teeth, but the first time...
Ask me about my nut allergy.
Which, she doesn't have a nut allergy. That's not something she experiences. And she was into it for a week. You know, it's a great, like, somebody's going to ask... They're going to ask you about your nut allergy. Nobody has to worry about, like, oh, how are we going to do this? Nut allergy.
Just know not to eat nuts.
Of course. Go for it. And people were like, oh, well, what nuts? And then you'd get into this whole conversation. But then a week later, Claire was like, I'm done. This is it. I can't take anyone else asking me about my nut allergy. So.
Hot take. She also made my Tinder profile.
Yes.
I did.
I think.
Can we see it?
Let's bring it up.
Well,
of course.
We love the visual gags on the radio show. We love the visual gags.
This is picture one. Everyone else can't see this, but just like
describe
girl in a sunflower. Okay. I'm radiant.
I look absolutely stunning, and I'm in a sunflower field in a dress holding sunflowers.
Yeah, red and white dress.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyways, the bio says Florida girl with a crippling Twilight addiction.
A little tame for my liking, but it's good.
Yeah, no, it's tame for sure. But, like, I love me some Twilight. And I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah, babe.
It has, like, people start conversations based off that.
Of course. Yeah, Twilight's a hot... I mean, you can go the route of, like, Team Jacob, Team Isaac. That's not his name.
Edward.
Oh, Edward. So sorry. He looks like an Isaac, though.
I have to say, I'm not the biggest vampire guy.
Yeah, I know. I understand that.
I'm not a vampire girl, but I'm an Edward Twilight girl.
Yeah, but the pick between the two, I mean, it's kind of obvious. Both of them are, like... bottom of the barrel choices, honestly.
Vampire werewolves?
Yeah, well, okay, as mythical beings, yeah, not the best. Why not pick, like, a merman and, I don't know, a centaur?
No,
I'm way more
like,
into that.
Yeah.
You need to watch the scene when, in the first movie, when they're in, like, bio class, and he's,
oh
like,
my God.
They're doing, like, mitosis and meiosis, and it's the funniest thing ever.
He's,
like
physically in pain.
Fidgeting.
He looks like his brain is, like, exploding in himself.
Is
he,
this
like,
werewolf or vampire?
This is vampire.
Okay, because meiosis and mitosis is, like, blood stuff, right?
Yeah, no, no, no.
But it's not even that. It's because
it's that.
Bella.
Oh, clever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's because the chick walks
Bella
in. He's like,
lover.
I can't control myself.
He hit her, like, smell. Her scent just so pungent and yummy and delicious.
He wants to take
wants
a nibble.
Of that. Yeah,
he wants
does.
A
he
slice
wants to bite
of
into
that.
The neck.
Of course. And can you blame him?
No, he's a vampire. You can't blame him.
No,
I mean, he needs blood to live. I mean.
Well, but he can have animal blood.
Can
that's
he?
Usually
is
what
that
they.
Is that the tea?
Yeah, I mean, spoiler alert, but the plot is that they don't. don't eat humans. Like, they've learned...
His family.
Yeah, 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 his family.
The Coens.
The Coens.
Okay. Edward Cullen is a vampire that doesn't eat humans. We
Yeah, he's
love
controlled
that.
Himself. He's but Bella...
more sophisticated.
Yeah, yeah, his he palate. He's into wow. raccoons.
This, so he needs the blood, right? So he can't, like... He can't just, like, go to the grocery store, buy, like, a steak, and, like, bite into that. He
no,
needs, like...
No. They don't have, like, I don't know, functioning organs. They're
it
not
needs,
alive.
Like, it needs the liquid.
Vampires are dead.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So they
yeah.
can't digest. They don't have a beating heart.
It all makes sense.
Of course.
Yeah, that's also
it's
where,
all
like,
so logical. I don't know how you can't figure it out.
Pedophilia in the
yeah.
movie?
He's like a 108-year-old virgin.
Okay.
What are you gonna do? Is that oh, is that a
no, I think we're fine. I think we're good.
Well, yeah, and she's like, what,
108?
16?
No, babe. He's like thousands
no,
of years old.
No, he's 108.
Oh,
fact
really?
Check that. Yeah.
Oh.
He's 108.
Should we fact check this?
Let's
What's his
fact
name?
Check it. Anyways,
wow.
and he's just been like going to different high schools around the country for years and years with his family.
That
Ow,
is a little
I'm
suspicious
cramping.
Of him. 108
yeah.
years old in high school. Girls,
I know.
High school girls.
Also,
in
like,
the high school
yeah,
girls?
Dating the high school girl.
Like, he was around for.
Says
World
Edward's
Wars.
17.
I don't know.
Edward Cullen, born Edward Anthony Masson, is Bella's primary love interest, as stated mm-hmm. in the first and second novels. He was born on June 20th, 1901, in Chicago, Illinois. My hometown. Shout out to the greatest city in the world. It has the lake. It has the beaches.
Home
Unlike
of America's
New York.
Most
the
loved
beaches.
Vampire.
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
Yeah, there's no
okay.
way anybody's enjoying swimming in Chicago on a beach.
Okay, first of all, Lake Michigan is warm. It's like nice.
That's
it's like
not
it's
a
not
beach.
Like warm.
Yeah, that's
yes,
not
it
a
is.
Beach. I've seen the beaches of Cape Cod. Cape Cod beaches are so pretty. You've got the dunes.
They're so
the
pretty, but they're like what? Like
oh
2 feet.
Okay,
two
everyone
feet
hold
in
up.
Wind.
Everyone hold up. Yeah. Everyone hold up. We got too many talkers at once. Let me finish my point.
Okay.
The listeners are getting overloaded. Okay? There's too much going on. Chicago. Unlike New York, we have alleyways and dumpsters. On trash day, we don't just throw our trash onto the street. We're civilized human beings and we throw it in dumpsters. Number two, we have a freshwater lake so you can open your eyes underwater.
Which
you can't
is not
do
a beach.
That. But oh, we do have beaches. You want to know what's on Ohio Street? Ohio Street Beats. Beach. What about the Montrose Beach?
This is
Beach?
So rehearsed. I'm sorry.
Anyways, Edward Cullen is Bella's primary love interest, as stated in the first and second novels. He was born on June 20th, 1901 in Chicago, best city.
Time out. There's
like
no way he's 17.
No,
and you want to know
persona.
Why? But his younger brother was like the whole, his whole like life plot is like that he was in World War II. He was like a soldier in World War II. Or was
his younger
away.
Brother was,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was frozen in his 17-year-old body, so therefore he's
no,
like 17.
No, no, no. That's not how age works.
Okay, I don't
he's
think you've seen enough sci-fi movies.
For 101 years.
Listeners,
in the book.
Colin, let us know your thoughts.
In the book.
Edward
around.
Cullen.
107.
107.
Okay, he's 107. Anyways, next up, we got Roses by Abra. Oop. Now we have Roses by Abra. That was Roses by Abra. We have our caller, Liam. You want to tell us a little bit about Liam? Liam, you're on air.
Yeah, absolutely. So Liam and I have been friends since 7th grade. We've been best of friends for a long time. It's good to talk. We haven't had a lot of chances to talk since we've both been so busy since the start of college. Liam, how you doing? How you liking Bowdoin?
Hey, Evan. I'm doing well. I'm liking Bowdoin quite a bit. Although I did just get off of a dining services shift, which is, I will not lie, it's somewhat exhausting, but still somewhat fun. So.
Yeah, what is that for? Why did you sign up for that?
Well, why I signed up for it couldn't be a better question. I work in one of the dining halls. It's called expediting. I'm the one who brings the food from the hot box thing into the service line where people grab it. So.
Oh, nice. You get any free food on the side with that?
Oh yeah, I get one free meal swipe, so I don't have to swipe in on the days that I work.
Let's go! Exciting.
Oh yeah, it's big. It's huge.
Yeah.
That was loud. At Bowdoin, do they make you get the primo meal plan freshman year, unlimited swipes?
Yes, they do. They force you.
Okay, so so you're just handing out. I assume are you handing out some extra swipes to your friends?
I keep it on the deal.
Okay,
on the deal, but on the radio, it's okay.
Who's the president of Bowdoin?
On the radio, yeah, exactly. He definitely listens to it.
Yeah. All right, Prez. Keep it on the low, Prez.
Yeah. Have you done any kayaking since you've been there?
I have. Yep. It's been pretty sweet, actually. There's a really nice crew of people who are really excited about kayaking, and we're getting a lot of people into it who weren't into it before too. We're doing pool sessions, people teaching people how to roll kayaks, and every now and then we do a little trip out to a river and do some whitewater. It's pretty nice.
What class rapids you hitting usually?
Oh boy. Well,
what can you hit, I guess, is a better question.
What can I hit? Well, I mean, I've done class 5.
Okay.
But it's really hard to find anything like that within like miles and miles of where I am. Hundreds of miles.
For sure.
So pools, you know.
Yeah. What's your favorite river feature? You got like your waves, you got your pillows. What else am I missing, Lucy? I know you got these in there.
Oh boy.
Your curlers, you got your curlers. What else do I got? What's your favorite?
I like Big Ol' Boots. That's my favorite.
A what?
Big Ol' Boots.
Who doesn't like a boof? It's just kind of, it's a little bit of thrill.
Is this English?
This is whitewater. This is whitewater talk. I whitewater canoe a little bit.
Get with that. Have you been to Stonington? Nice. That's in Maine, Stonington Bay.
I don't think so.
I did a sea kayaking trip up there. It was gorgeous. It's just like a big collection of islands out on the open ocean.
Oh yeah.
I recommend it.
Islands over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, islands up the wazoo.
Yeah, Maine's got a lot of islands. They also got a lot of lobster, right?
I love lobster.
Yeah.
It's not.
Actually, there's a tradition at Bowdoin. Like the day before classes, there's a huge lobster bake, and you don't have to have lobster, but they just have thousands and thousands of lobsters for people to eat. And everyone, it's just a grand old party.
That sounds awesome.
And then classes the next morning, yeah.
So your tuition money is going toward lobster and not toward facilities,
exactly,
professors.
Right.
Okay,
exactly.
Got it. So I'm not going to be transferring to Bowdoin.
Yeah, they got their priorities in order up there.
Maybe for you, but not for me.
I'm hearing positives, actually. Yeah,
it was some yummy lobster, I will say. It was yummy.
What's your preferred styling of lobster, I guess? Roll, steamed, sushi, mac and cheese.
Oh, shit. I don't know if I've ever had sushi, lobster in sushi form, but that sounds fantastic.
I don't know if I had it either. I might have just made that up.
I think that you just invented that yourself.
It's a good idea.
We should get on it.
As much butter as possible. That's my only. That's
yep.
my only.
I like lemon juice.
I always felt so bad when we did our trips to Cape Cod. So Liam would come with my family and I to come to Cape Cod when we rented a house here and there. which would always be a blast, and we'd have lobster night, and I am the only one who doesn't like seafood, and it's such a shame.
You don't like seafood.
I know. Grew up in Boston, right near the water, and then go to Cape Cod, some of the best seafood around, and I don't like it. It's such a shame. I felt so left out.
Is it like a texture thing or a taste thing?
All of the above.
All of the above. All of the above.
That is so unfortunate.
What?
So raw oysters just like hit a spark in you.
Those are
bad.
Oh my god, those are so good.
I love raw oysters.
If you can cover salmon with enough sauce that I don't taste the salmon, then I'm all for it.
Salmon even? Wow. That's unfortunate.
You don't like salmon? That's a shame.
I know.
It is.
It's so sad. Yeah. It's so sad.
That's a party vow. No fish and chips. Even that just tastes like nothing, really.
Yeah, no, I can handle that. Like I said, once you get enough stuff on it, and you can't even taste the fish, then I'm golden.
It's good.
If you deep fry it, you can just taste the,
Just the oil.
It's just crunchy.
I think I can confidently say, like, seafood is probably my top food.
Really?
Wow.
I'm right there with you.
Sushi,
yeah,
I feel like, and seafood are different.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Sushi first, seafood second.
I think.
But fish all the way.
When my grandparents visited me, we went to this amazing restaurant, and like the mussels were $1 a mussel.
Wow.
And the clam, like all like the
and
like
they
the
were
clam,
good?
Oyster, like all that stuff was like $1.
That's crazy.
And it was like some special promotion, and I had like 20 of them.
As
oh
you
my god, they were so good. You get like the red sauce that you don't really know what it is, but like you have to put it on and like a little salt water,
A little horseradish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, spice it up.
Mm-hmm.
Liam, I got another question for you. So you've been living in Watertown for most of your life. How is it at Bowdoin, more secluded place, rather than in the city?
Well, you definitely get the sense that you're in a more secluded place. You can tell, for sure. I don't know, it's kind of nice. It makes the community here at Bowdoin pretty strong, I will say. You know, right off the bat, you want to meet all the people here because they're all the people who are, like, anywhere near you, so you gotta get close with people on campus, which is nice. It's also nice that, you know, our idea, like our way of getting out for the weekend, is going to somebody's cabin up in like the woods somewhere, and just like, you know, obviously when we get to the cabin, we just play. You do
some PG stuff at the cabin, of course, right?
Yeah, all PG.
Exactly.
Yeah, family
show.
Yeah,
I don't know, Life or something. Maybe watch a movie. And
exactly.
Yeah. Play
maybe
some charades.
Talk about your feelings.
No rated R movies. Though,
No. Strictly Smurfs.
We watch Finding Nemo.
Oh, that's a good one.
The shark's pretty scary. In fact, Bruce.
Yeah.
G'day, Bruce.
Oh no, the Australian.
Yeah.
I understand you have a question for Liam.
Yeah. Liam, if you were on the Titanic, what would you do? What's your reaction to the ship sinking? What's your game plan?
Wait, I think we need to preface this question by what level is he? Is he deciding all this? All like, where is he on the Titanic? Like, is he rich? Is he kind of like in the basement in that car?
No, I don't think the backstory matters. This is more a question of do or die. What's your survival plan?
Well, I think the straight-up answer is I save the day. I mean, I'm
gonna
be the
one
who saves everybody's lives. I don't quite know how I'd do it, but that's kind of the type of thing that you'd figure it out spur of the movement of the moment. And I definitely feel confident that that's what I would do.
All right, I buy it. That checks out.
I think that if you were on the Titanic, it wouldn't have sunk, is what I'm hearing.
No, I would have found a way.
They were calling for you when they were sinking, Liam. I can't believe you weren't there.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
All you, Liam, all you.
No, I was just going to say, I can't believe it either. I mean, damn shit.
What were you doing on that day? What were you doing on that day?
It really is.
Where were you?
Yeah,
where were you when the Titanic sank? Better be a good one. Let's hear it.
All right. Well,
who knows, man.
Liam, thank you for calling in. If anyone has anything else, let me know. But if not, thank you. Next up, we got
wonderful
Machu Picchu by the Strokes.
Never your
right, that was Machu Picchu by The Strokes, and right now we're going to play a quick game of G'day Sheila. So essentially, rules are, everyone starts out of as a Sheila, you greet your neighbor, they greet you, you instruct them to greet their neighbor, all right? Listeners, if you know how to play, call in, we'll add you, but, so this is the order. G'day Sheila.
G'day Sheila.
Say g'day to Sheila, Sheila.
G'day Sheila.
G'day Sheila.
Say g'day to Sheila, Sheila.
G'day Sheila.
G'day Sheila.
Say g'day to Sheila, Sheila.
G'day, Sheila.
G'day, Sheila.
Say g'day to Sheila, Sheila.
Bruce, 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 Bruce.
Say g'day to Sheila.
Bruce, 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 Bruce.
Oh, no.
G'day, Sheila.
G'day, Sheila.
Say g'day to Bruce, Sheila.
G'day, Bruce.
G'day, Sheila.
Say g'day to Bruce, Sheila.
No! Bruce, 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 Bruce. G'day, Bruce.
G'day, Sheila.
Say g'day to Bruce, Bruce.
G'day, Bruce.
G'day, Bruce.
Say g'day.
Dingo in a brush fire. Dingo in a brush fire. G'day, dingo in a brush fire.
G'day,
Sheila. Say g'day to Bruce, dingo in a brush fire.
G'day, Bruce.
G'day, dingo in a brush fire.
Say g'day to Bruce, Bruce.
G'day, Bruce.
G'day, Bruce.
Say g'day to Sheila, Bruce.
G'day, Sheila.
G'day, Bruce.
Say g'day to Dingo in a Brush Fire, Sheila.
G'day, Dingo in a Brush Fire. Anyways, next up we got the Cult of Dionysius. I hope you enjoyed the game of G'day, Sheila. I've been trying to bring it to Tufts. And yes, experience. And here is the Cult of Dionysius.
Yesterday I heard you say your lust for life has gone away. It got me thinking, I think I feel a similar way. And that's sad. So let's make a decision, start a new religion. Yeah, we're gonna build a temple to our love. Orgiastic dances, nymphs and chances. Yeah, we'll be the envy of the gods above. I'm feeling devious.
You're looking glamorous.
Let's get mischievous and polyamorous. Wine and women and wonderful vices. Welcome to the cult of is how we'll pray.
Okay, I had to end the song early because my girlfriend, Claire, all the way in Seattle, has called in. What's up, GF?
Not much. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. GF, this is Lucy. I think you guys are going to get along really well.
Hey there, Claire. What's going on?
Not much. How are you, Lucy?
I'm doing swell. How'd you end up in Washington?
Well, I'm actually not in Washington.
What? Didn't you
I'm
tell
in
me?
I'm in college.
Oh.
She's in college in Iowa, but she's from Seattle.
I see, I see. How'd you guys meet? What's that story?
Jack, are you going to explain?
Yeah, so basically we both took gap years, and then we did this cool backpacking, ski packing, rafting program in Arizona, Utah, Colorado, and then, yeah, we basically just fell in love.
Of course.
That sounds so wonderful.
As you would in that situation.
Yep.
That's how it's done.
Yeah, at the end.
All right, Claire, what are your Twilight takes? You a Twilight person?
My, huh?
Twilight, the movie?
Oh, I'm, like, quite unfamiliar.
Oh, really?
It's okay.
That's
I
all right.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not for everybody.
It's embarrassing.
It's an acquired taste. That's all right. I'll let this one slide, I promise. I won't tell anybody.
Okay, I'm glad. I'm really sorry. I hope you're not too disappointed.
I'm not. I'm not crying. I'm not crying.
She's crying.
She's
you can't
crying.
Tell because
tears
rolling out of the eye.
Ah!
Oh no!
All right, Torgy, you got anything you want to say to the radio?
Wait, am I on air right now?
Yeah, you're on air
currently.
Wait, let's put you on air with Anna at the same time.
Yay, Anna!
Yay!
Woo!
fan of it.
Anna, give us a three-word summary of Twilight for Claire. Not our Claire, a different Claire.
Passion, romance, everything.
Okay.
There she goes.
This is crazy. We got all the lines filled. We got Torgy, Anna, Kasumi, Lucy, Evan, and Jack all in the studio, except two of them aren't in the studio.
Dream team.
Incredible.
Anna, have you been to the mailroom recently?
I have not. This has been my longest stretch without the mailroom, and it's because I went absolutely berserk in the mailroom.
Oh my gosh, I have a story about the mailroom.
Let's hear it.
So this is my first piece of mail that I received at Tufts. It was like a month in. Since I live close by, I can just like get anything that I want shipped to my home instead. But I get something in the mailroom, I'm so confused. I'm like, what is this? And so I wait like 3 weeks, and then they email me, and they're like, in a week, we're going to get rid of your package. And I'm like, oh, I better get there. And so one rainy, cold Sunday morning, before I head up to Carm, since DeWitt closes or opens at 11 a.m. and I wanted to get breakfast earlier, I go, I wait in line for 10 minutes, and they say, actually, sorry, we misfiled something for Fleischer instead of Fleischer. And I was like, you don't have anything for me? And they're like, no, sorry. So I take my walk of shame early in the morning. All the way back to DeWitt.
Understandable. That's the better walk of shame to be taking. Let's
the
be
walk
real.
Of shame to the mailroom is just terrible. That mailroom is so inconvenient.
Thrown out that kid's package.
Yeah, of course.
All right, well, our show's coming to an end. We're going to end with Hypotheticals by Lake Street Dive. And next up, we got The Doctor.
Obviously, we're at the beginning of something. I don't expect you to know where it's gonna go, but I believe we might be all